We have a number of announcements before the homily. Join us right after Mass for our usual miraculous medal novena. Again, Father and I and Johnny will go over to Our Lady's statue, and if you'll just stay in your place for social distancing and your protection, that would be great. Secondly, at 1 o'clock, I'm happy to announce that we will have our opening session of this year's book club on 5 Loaves and 2 Fish. I hope that you'll join us. We have 3 rooms in the parish hall open up for this, so there's plenty of room for social distancing. It should be safe. But if you can't make it, it'll be on live streamed and also will be recorded so you can look at it yet later. I'm looking forward to seeing you either electronically or in person. We'll have, once again, Father will resume his daily briefing at 4 o'clock today, again live streamed and recorded. And then tonight, of course, we have the Holy Hour from 7 to 8 with confessions and then benediction at the end. So a lot going on today. No excuse not to get close to the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate with Mother Church the feast of St. Matthew. Matthew, one of the 12 and one of the 4 evangelists. He was a first century Galilean, son of Alphaeus, named Levi, and later given the name Matthew, as it was not unusual for a Jewish man to have 2 names. Consider Saul and Paul, Simon and Cephas or Peter. We're told that Matthew was a tax collector in Capernaum on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus' center of operation during his public ministry. He collected taxes for the occupying Roman forces and specifically for Herod Antipas. The Romans were not particularly scrupulous about these tax farmers or publicans, as they were called, who often filled their coffers by overcharging the people and keeping the surplus funds for themselves. As such, they were often hated by their fellow Jews, especially the Pharisees, who considered them traitors and sinners. Despite this, Jesus chose Matthew as one of his closest followers, as one of the 12. In today's gospel, we are given at least 1 reason why. Jesus' own words, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." And what did Matthew do after being called, but have his friends, fellow sinners, over for dinner, with Jesus being the guest of honor, a move that further confounded and perhaps infuriated the Jewish religious leaders? Whether Matthew was as sinful as his tax collector brethren, we don't know. But he was at least honest enough to admit his sinfulness and to see a way out in this Jesus who called and in whose call he would honor. We know that Matthew did follow Jesus and was a witness to the risen Christ, was present at the Ascension, and was in the upper room at Pentecost. We are told by early church fathers, Irenaeus and Clement of Alexandria, that he preached the gospel to the Jewish community in Judea before going to an area south of the Caspian Sea, possibly also to Persia, Macedonia, and Syria. Tradition tells us that he was martyred, but we don't know how or where. We do know that his tomb today is located in a crypt of Salerno Cathedral in southern Italy. As a tax collector, he would have been quite literate and would have known both Aramaic and Greek. And the belief that this disciple was the author of the Gospel of Matthew is attested to by a second century bishop, Papias of Hierapolis. Now, whether Matthew wrote in Hebrew or Greek is debated by scholars, but the consensus seems to be and seems to favor Greek. Matthew wrote his gospel for Jewish people who had become followers of Christ. He was all about making sure that they knew just who this Jesus was, that he was their Lord and Messiah, the promised one of the Old Testament prophecies, the one who had fulfilled those prophecies. In his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew gives us the principles by which we are to live. In this passage about the sheep and the goats, we are shown that we will be judged worthy or not only by what we do, but maybe even more so by what we fail to do. In the words of Christ, what you didn't do to these, the least of my brethren, you didn't do to me. Matthew is often depicted in art as a winged man, one of the 4 living creatures in Revelation, as his gospel speaks to the incarnation, to God become man. He is honored as the patron of accountants, bankers, actors, tax collectors, and get this, taxi cab drivers. At Jesus' presentation in the temple, we are told by Simeon that Jesus will be a contradiction to many. He will be one who wouldn't do the expected, the accepted, the predictable. And in choosing Matthew, a Jew despised by fellow Jews as one of his closest followers, that was one such contradicted action. But Jesus knew that Matthew had talents that would serve him well as an evangelist and eyewitness reporter. What of Jesus' choice to pick you as one of his followers? Why you? Why me? If we know anything about our Lord, is that he does nothing by chance. All is according to a plan. All has a purpose. God sees in us what we don't even know we possess. He sees great potential. He sees in us what he saw in Matthew, that we can be witnesses to this world, heralds to mankind of God's great desire to love all and be loved by all. We have untapped potential. So won't you let God come and place his mark upon you and say, follow me? There is work to be done, work that only you can do if you will only say yes. This world today lies in darkness. Through abortion, life is being lost every day for lack of love, for lack of understanding, for lack of courage. And Jesus calls, my children, come follow in my footsteps, pray. Pray for your brothers and sisters who value life so little. Pray that they will return to my fold. Pray for those who are lost that they may be found. Take the burden of righting this wrong upon yourselves, my brothers and sisters, but know that you will not be alone in your effort, for Jesus will walk beside you. My friends, this is a charge that heaven gives each one of us, and it's upon us to carry it out to the best of our ability in whatever way we feel called to do, through our prayer, through our presence at abortion mills, through our votes. And also, what of the poor, the disenfranchised, those who seem lost in this fast-moving world? What are we to them? Imagine for a moment what it is like walking in their shoes. From years of working in a free medical clinic, I can say with clarity that these are not people who are poor because they are lazy or who deserve their plight. They don't want to be poor, but so many of them have not been blessed with the tools that you and I have been given. They don't possess what is needed to survive in this world. So why would God, who is all merciful, do this? I think perhaps, my friends, that these people are gifts, gifts to us, that we might be given souls to whom we can show love, mercy, and share with them some of what we have. So on this feast of St. Matthew, who was a sinner, a broken human being like ourselves, the Lord is calling you to be his disciple. As we offer Jesus in sacrifice of this Mass to the Father, say yes to this call and offer yourself to do God's will. May God bless you.